We have the second sentence. We came from God, live in God, and are evolving into oneness with God. So Gurudeva elaborates on this in the Bhāṣya. Vedic rishis have given us courage by uttering the simple truth, God is the life of our life. And as we know in the Tamil language, that's uyirukuyir, right in my lexicon, two uyirs with a ka in the middle. Uyirukuyir, God is the life of our life. Siva Yogaswami carried it further by saying, there is one thing God cannot do. God cannot separate himself from us. This is because God is our life. God is the life in the birds. God is the life in the fish. God is the life in the animals. Becoming aware of this life energy in all that lives is becoming aware of God's loving presence within us. Each day we should try to see the life energy in trees, birds, animals, and people. I'd say, and especially people. Myself. Commentary. So again, that's a wonderful philosophy, but unless we figure out a way to practice it, we don't necessarily live it or feel it. It's too high-minded. Doesn't really connect with the state of mind we're in. So Gurudeva gave us some simple guidelines for how to practice this, which was to look into the eyes of another person. Don't look at their feet, their hands. You look into their eyes. And if you look into their eyes deeply enough, you'll see God Shiva in there as the life of their life. And you'll see them as a divine being. So, of course, if we don't like the person, this can be hard to do. If we're mad at the person and are, you know, not talking to them today, this can be hard to do. You know, we have to get by any kind of external emotional relationship we thought we wanted to create with that person. We have to set that aside. We can't do it if we're going through those kinds of thoughts about another person. We have to just look deeply into their eyes, deeply enough to see God, by setting aside these concepts of likes and dislikes and emotional tangles with people. So it's a wonderful practice, and it's the essence of the idea of namaskaram. Namaskaram is more than just a cultural gesture at its deepest level, and it's explained beautifully in the lexicon I was looking at in Dancing with Shiva. It says, you know, by joining the left and the right hand, we balance the Yin and Pingala forces, putting us into the Shushumna or spiritual consciousness in the spine, which allows us to see with our third eye deeply enough into the other individual to see their divinity. Oh, what a definition. I love our lexicon. It's really good. So that's the idea there. And the third sentence. We are in truth the truth we seek. Om. So what does that mean? We are in truth the truth we seek. Well, Gurudeva says it another way elsewhere. We are already that which we seek. Which is even a little clearer. That we don't have to wait. We don't have to do something. At the deepest level, we are already Parashiva and Satchitananda. It's only the soul body that's in a state of becoming or maturing. But the rest is sitting there ready to claim anytime we want to claim it, as we've talked about. But that's in the future slokas. I don't want to use all that up today. I need that for the next talk. Slokas 3, 4, and 5. So that gets more into that. But this hints at it in a very nice way that we're already the truth. Very nice.